12 o'clock, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. We are halfway through Something About the Women. We're here every Saturday between 11 and 1, playing music by women across all musical genres. I co-host the show with Sue and with Kirsten, and we have loyal listeners, and we're so grateful for you. When I host the show, there's a feature called The Six Pack at Noon, and it's a six-song set. We might spotlight an artist or a theme. And, you know, this is a very perplexing and enraging and depressing time in so many ways in what's going on in our country and our world right now. And, you know, when you're trying to put together a theme, sometimes it presents itself to you, and this theme certainly did present itself to me, coming from some of the SCOTUS decisions of recent weeks. It just left me with a lot of, anger and despair, and I don't want to just, you know, kind of stew in it or feel isolated in it or let it eat me. So I hope that this six pack of songs for a summer of rage and self-care can inspire you, comfort you, tap you into something bigger. And let's just enjoy the music together, shall we?
March to my own drum, march, march to my own drum. Hey, hey, I'm an army of one, oh, I'm an army of one. March, march to my own drum, march, march to my own drum. Hey, hey, I'm an army of one, oh, I'm an army of one. Bring us back in heat, cause she don't like Mondays. Underpaid days, triple E's in the hallways. A weapon and take it to the gun range. I'll cut the ish. You ain't going to the gun range. Standing with Emma and our sons and daughters, watching our youth have to solve our problems. I follow them, so who's coming with me? Half of you love me, half already hate me.
March, march to my own drum. March, march to my own drum.
Hey, hey, I'm an army of one. I'm an army of one.
March, march to my own drum, march, march to my own drum.
Hey, hey, I'm an army of one. Oh, I'm an army of one. Tell the old boys in the white bread lobby what they can and can't do with their bodies. Temperatures are rising, cities are sinking.
Ah, cut the ish, you know your city is sinking.
Lies on truth and truth is fiction. Everybody's talking, who's gonna listen? What the hell?
Elizabeth. She took the floor, then she took a breath and read without qualm a letter Coretta Scott King wrote strong. They censored her. The congressman said the senator will take her seat and know through the chamber spread heat. She was warned, she was given an explanation. Nevertheless, she persisted. Nevertheless, she persisted. Nevertheless, she persisted. Nevertheless, she persisted. Nevertheless, sister. They got on the bus to silence her. The gunman said, "Who is Malala?" She fled. She was warned. She was given an explanation. Nevertheless, she persisted. Nevertheless, she persisted. Nevertheless, she persisted. Nevertheless, she persisted.
You seen this in hashtag form, you heard it first on the Senate floor. He thought he was silencing, but instead he pinned the hook. We might be licensing our volume, he was heightening. You can try to turn our track down or off, belittle or scoff, but our transmittal is cyclical, generational waves of being hushed. Then a crash of sound, the tide of justice comes down, it's gravitational. We could fill all these bars with Joan of Arc, Harriet Tubman, Alice Paul and Rosa Parks, Sonia Sotomayor, Anita Hill, Hillary Rodham, Hermione and Leia, Bessie and Nina, your mama's Abuela's mama. The first female president is alive at this moment, in a classroom, raising her hands, standing on the shoulders of a miss on this list. And nevertheless, she gonna persist.
My strange nation has ocean on two sides and the Bama crimson tide in the south, tilted slightly toward the north. The immigrants pour forth seeking Phoenix and life hand to mouth. My strange nation tilts sharply to the right, with our leaders straight and white as our teeth. Our population's mixed, but our election's fixed in my strange nation, America. Strange nation built on the backs of slaves who were sailed here across the waves from far away. This cruel experiment was ended by a president who was both a Republican and gay. My strange nation gave the Indians our germ. They surrendered on our terms, as in died. Their survivors filed appeals, so we gave them roulette wheels in my strange nation, America. But my strange nation has lost its mind again, sending young women and men off to war for reasons that aren't clear. Unless you're standing near to the rich and the righteous and the bold. Enamored of the cross, and who will win the toss of the coin? The circus and the bread distract us from the dead. In my strange nation, America. This land, for its mountains and its lakes, tornadoes and earthquakes, for its poets and pioneers, for its fetishes and fears, for its freedom of dissent, for its greasy government.
Side. I'm free to decide, and I'm not. Look inside your tiny mind, then look a bit harder. Cause we're so uninspired, so sick and tired of all the hatred you harbor. So you say, it's not okay to be gay. Well, I think you're just evil. You're just some racist who can't tie my laces. Your point of view is medieval.
turning my pain into purpose is pretty much what I have done to start this foundation.
In August 2020, after the death of George Floyd, Bridget Floyd and other family members established the George Floyd Memorial Foundation in support of the Black community.
It's going to take more than just us as a foundation. It's going to take the community, the world, to make a change.
Fight for racial justice for the Black community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
And there you have it, our six-pack at noon today. Defiant, persistent women. We started out with The Chicks. That was March, March from their latest album, Gaslighter. Then we heard some Shayna Taub featuring Kate Ferber and Cherie Davis. That was She Persisted. Susan Werner with her original song, My Strange Nation. That was the Cranberries with the acoustic version of their song, Free to Decide. Shout out to the late, great Dolores O'Riordan. We heard Lily Allen, that was the clean version of her song, F.U., and Patti Smith, People Have the Power. Let me tell you that if you want to have a really fun time, you should go to YouTube and Google Olivia Rodrigo, Lily Allen Glastonbury. In the last week of June, in the wake of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, boo hiss, Lily Allen joined Olivia Rodrigo on stage at Glastonbury, and they did just a kick-ass version of that song. But it was not safe for the radio because they did not bleep out the expletive. But oh my goodness, it's a good time. And I have found myself listening to that song pretty much every day for the last week. So if you need an inside voice song, I'm recommending that one.
Confidence. Fighting. up in the morning and I punch the clock. And people tell me take it easy, but they don't say to stop. Being a woman is a full-time job.
Being a woman is a full-time job.
Being a woman is a full-time job. And I work all day and I work all night. Being a woman is an uphill climb. 80 cents on the dollar, and you need every dime. 'Cause you've got a little baby, and she cries all the time. Being a woman is an uphill climb.
Being a woman is an uphill climb.
When you're a woman, you work full time. Yeah, you work all day and you work all night. No lunch breaks, no minimum wage. Most of the time I don't even get paid. I spend my lifetime slaving away for you. And if I complain, they'll blame my feelings. But look at the view from my glass ceiling. Barely see that sunlight stealing through. Being a woman is a full-time job, and when we stand up and protest, we're called an angry mob. While another lone gunman loads up his shots. Being a woman is a full-time job.
Being a woman is a full-time job.
Being a woman is a full-time job.
say I forget you long enough to raise my head and push back up. They say I'll find someone a little less rough to touch my heart again with sweet, sweet.
You showed me how to leave.
was the only thing made me feel I was alive. Thought that's just how much it cost to survive in this world. Till you
We started out that set of music with Annabelle Shovstack. That was her song Inside the Scream from her record Be the Media. We heard some Liz Phair, Strange Loop, Kristen Collier. That was Get Out of Town, the title track of her latest album. Lake Street Dive, their song Being a Woman. And then we heard some Mercy Bell. That's also a song released in the last year. Golden Child, Gina Chavez with The Sweet Sound of Your Name. And that was, of course, Carly Simon. Haven't Got Time for the Pain. Would that we could just declare that we haven't got time for the pain, because let's face it, folks, there's a lot out there to give us agita. And if you want to channel that into something, you can actually check out this organization, allaboveall.org. That is allaboveall.org. Catalysts for Abortion Justice, if you're looking for ways to get involved around reproductive rights. They're a coalition of over 130 partner organizations. So that's allaboveall.org. And to play us out today, this is the wonderful Rhiannon Giddens. This is her take on a traditional song, Up Above My Head. Keep that head up. Take good care. Happy Fourth. Work for democracy and freedom and liberty and justice for all, and peace out.
Up above my head, I hear music in the air. Up above my head, I hear music in the air. Up above my head, I hear music in the air. I really do believe there's a heaven somewhere.
He was the heart of your family, and he taught you our history. He helped you fix your first flat. He was the best backyard DJ around. And every time he'd tell a story, he'd own the room. But now more than ever, he may feel alone. Today, older adults and their loved ones are struggling to connect in a time when connection has never been more important. But there is something we can do. Embrace our older loved ones through StoryCorps Connect. With StoryCorps Connect, you can honor seniors remotely with an interview about their life. Every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history, so that years from now, future generations can listen in.
All right, Grandpa, what's one piece of advice you have for me?
Just three words, sweetheart. Live with courage.
The man that had the best stories still has plenty of stories to tell. So connect virtually and share the conversation of a lifetime at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. Connect, honor, share. StoryCorps Connect. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
Hi. This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Let me put my arms around you. Turn on the light. Don't lap it. It will be alright.